Fuel up to play 60. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. The team effort of those behind a school activity and nutrition program was on display recently at sports' biggest stage. Rod Bain has more.
On display at Super Bowl 50 in Santa Clara, California, the construction of a successful team. Yes, one team, the Denver Broncos, took home the Lombardi Trophy as champions of the National Football League. But the day before kickoff of the big game, the commissioner of the NFL, Roger Goodell, reflected on the origins of the squad that makes up Fuel Up to Play 60.
We started the Play 60 program just under 10 years ago. It was designed not just to get kids playing football, it was really just to get kids active.
Expansion of the program and the addition of new team members, the dairy industry, the Gen Youth Foundation, the U.S. Agriculture Department, led to this franchise in 2008 becoming known as the Fuel Up to Play 60 campaign.
The nutritional component to that, we also believe in that. And that has been an extraordinary success also. And again, helping kids learn how to eat properly.
The latest efforts to build upon the successes of Fuel Up to Play 60 were announced at Super Bowl 50. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack made the call.
We're going to announce the commitment of $35 million to this effort in the form of equipment grants to schools across the United States. $30 million from the USDA and $5 million from Fuel Up to Play 60 and DMI and the National Football League and the partnership that we have.
Paul Rovey of the National Dairy Council says his excitement comes from past successes, yes, but more importantly, what the future of play calls, like the recent grant announcements, mean for the goals of the program.
I really look forward to the opportunity of hearing the stories of when this equipment gets into schools. It's going to be exciting.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.